Thank you very much. The issue of burnout is something that almost everyone has to deal with at some point in time. It's a challenge that we face in many different areas of life, whether it's in the workplace or in marriage. Sometimes things just get stale. They're not as exciting as they once were. And we have to learn to deal with that kind of emotion to make sure that we don't get burnt out. The same is true when it comes to Talmud Torah and to Shmiras HaMitzvahs. The Gemara says in Brachos and Daf Lamed Beis that Torah and Tefillah are Dvarim Shetzrichim Chizuk. They need constant Chizuk. Without a conscious, concerted effort, without a well-thought-out plan, it's very difficult to remain upbeat and not to get frustrated when we lose some of our excitement or we feel overdone. But I think if we understand why we experience spiritual burnout, then perhaps we'll find it easier to avoid some of the pitfalls that can bring us to the burnout in the first place. And maybe even if we can't avoid them entirely, at least we can minimize their effects so that we'll be able to get back on track more quickly. I think there are two main causes of spiritual burnout. The first stems from our not pacing ourselves properly, from running to do too much too quickly. This idea is alluded to in the Chovos HaLevavos at the end of Shaar Ahavas Hashem, where he writes, "V'yizoher min haribui v'ha'afloga mibli hadroga pentovad." Be careful to avoid an unhealthy involvement with mitzvahs. Taking things to an extreme without gradually building up. Pentovad, lest you collapse. Ki rov Hashem en b'ner hi asibo l'chavos oro. Because by adding too much oil to the cup, rather than raising the flame, that can cause the flame to become extinguished, to burn out. Too often we take on ourselves too many responsibilities, and then we get overwhelmed, and we crash. We want to finish college in 3 years, but we also want to learn. So we take 17 credits a semester, and we have a 3-hour night seder, and then midterms come, and we fall apart. I don't know where this idea of finishing in 3 years comes from. It's not a halachal moshmisina. I think it's probably better to take an extra semester to finish up rather than to squeeze too many courses into each semester. If we push too hard, we might finish, but we're probably not going to gain as much as we could. I had a Talmud once, a number of years ago, who stayed for full 4 years on campus. Imagine something like that. But he was able to arrange his schedule so that some of the semesters, he even had a little bit of an afternoon seder. Ultimately, he went to an Ivy League law school, and he landed a good job. He's doing very well for himself. And learning is still very much a part of his life. And I think the reason is because he learned how to pace himself in his years here at Yeshiva. Before the summer, I met a parent at a chasana, and he was telling me how excited he was that his son was starting Yeshiva College in the fall. So he wanted to know, what's the most important piece of advice I could give his son? I told him, I think the most important thing is that he shouldn't overdo it, not his classes and not his learning. He should pace himself properly, then hopefully he'll be successful. The years we spend here at Yeshiva are a lot like running a marathon. If we start out too fast, if we push too hard, then we're just going to fizzle. We have to learn to have reasonable expectations of what we can accomplish and to keep a steady pace. Then hopefully we'll be able to win the race. We're in Chodesh Kislev now, just a few weeks before Chanukah. We know the famous Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel about lighting the Neiros Chanukah. The Beis Shammai holds we start with 8 Neiros and then we work our way down with Poches V'Holech. And Beis Hillel disagree. And they claim that we start with 1 Neir, with Mosif V'Holech. We know that we paskin like Beis Hillel, that we're Mosif V'Holech. I think it's a metaphor for life. It's better to take on a small amount in the beginning and to be Mosif V'Holech, to add on to that, than to take on too much in the beginning and to crash. This is the first thing to keep in mind when dealing with burnout, that Ezeu Chacham Haroya Sanola, often the best solution is to avoid the problem in the first place. But there's another cause of spiritual burnout that's a lot harder to avoid. And that's because it's part of the human condition. Rav Shlomo Volbe in his Sefer Alei Shur quotes from the Sefer HaYoshar, which is a Sefer Musa that's attributed to one of the Rishonim. He writes that every person has natural emotional swings. He calls them Yimei Avav, Yimei Sinah. initially a person feels excited to be engaged in a new activity. It's something fresh, something new, something different. But over time, he naturally gets tired of it. And perhaps he even begins to dislike it. He has emotional swings. The truth is that there are ups and downs in the natural world as well. There are mountains and valleys. There's night and day. There's winter and spring. The moon waxes and wanes. The Bria itself has ups and downs. And a person is an olam katan, he's a microcosm. A person's emotional swings are really just a reflection of the reality of the outside world that surrounds him. But why does that have to happen? Why can't a person always be upbeat and excited about something? Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains in one of his Sichas Musar that the problem is that hergel, what a person does by rote, what he does by habit, becomes naturally boring. A person is always looking for chiddush, he's looking for excitement, for something new, something fresh. And when he gets used to something, it's just not exciting anymore. Who isn't turned on for the first Maariv of the year? The Maariv of Rosh Hashanah night. Who isn't turned on to that? Who isn't excited for the first Seder of a new Zman of the year? Who isn't excited for Masechta Brachos, the first Masechta of a new cycle of Daf Yomi after a Siyum Hashas? That's something exciting, that's something new. Everyone's excited for that. Everyone's turned on for that. But as Rav Pam used to say for Masechta Brachos, people are excited, but Ba Shabbos Ba Menucha. Comes Masechta Shabbos, it's not the first Masechta in Shas. And people lose a little bit of their excitement. And gradually many fall off the schedule of Daf Yomi. That's the way it is with all of us. We daven the same Shmona Esrei every day, three times a day. We learn for the same 3-hour Seder in the morning, and the same Seder each night. It's just not exciting after a while. So people get burnt out. And sometimes a person might even develop a negative attitude toward Torah and mitzvahs because of that burnout. How do we deal with this type of burnout? The first thing to keep in mind is that we shouldn't take it personally. It's not a chisaron in me. It's a fact of life. It happens. Yes, we have to learn to deal with it, but we shouldn't think ill of ourselves just because we have this emotion. Because it's part of the human condition. What's more, very often when we have a nefilah, that can bring us to a greater aliyah. That's what the pasuk says in Sefer Micha. Ki nafalti komti, ki esha b'choshech Hashem orli. That through a nefilah we gain a better understanding of ourselves, and that itself can bring to a greater kima. Through the choshech of a nefilah, we can experience a greater or. Rav Huttner once wrote a letter to a Talmud who was struggling with difficult challenges. He tries to encourage him in the letter. It's printed in the Pachad Yitzhak in the Chelek of the Mechtovim. And he writes that people tend to interpret the Pasuk Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam to mean that despite the fact that a tzadik falls 7 times, nevertheless he picks himself up. Rav Huttner writes it's a terrible mistake. He says people who interpret the Pasuk that way a tipshim, uses very strong language. The real chachamim, he says, know that what that pasuk means is that a tzaddik becomes who he is, not despite his nefilos, but rather because of them, as a result of them. That through his nefilos, he gains a better understanding of himself, and he rises to a higher level. And that's something for us to keep in mind as well, that we shouldn't become depressed just because we have a nefila, but rather we should realize that if we learn to deal properly with our ups and downs, then we'll become greater people. So how do we fight hergel? I think the answer is a pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. The pasuk says, "Olas tamid ha'asuya b'har Sinai l'reach nichoach isha l'Hashem," that the carbon tamid that's brought each and every day in the Beis Hamikdash should be like the carbon that was brought b'har Sinai at the time of Matan Torah. What does this comparison come to teach us? Rashi explains that it's a halachic comparison. That just like the carbon that was brought by Har Sinai was tohen kli, you needed a kli for the Kabbalas Hadam, so too the carbon tamid in the Beis HaMikdash is tohen kli, you need a kli for the Kabbalas Hadam. But the Sefer Ber Yosef explains differently. He says that the Torah is telling us that when we bring the Korban Tamid twice a day, every day in the Beis HaMikdash, we should have the same excitement when we bring that Korban, same excitement that they had when they brought the first Korban Behar Sinai. B'chol yom yiyu b'einecha kechadashim. Every day we should have a sense of hischadshus, we should feel a sense of excitement as if it's the first time that we're bringing the Korban. And that's the comparison the Torah is making between the Korban Tamid and the Korban that was brought Behar Sinai. What does this mean? How can we possibly have the same kind of excitement when we're bringing the same Korban every day, twice a day? How is it possible to have the same excitement? I think what the Torah is teaching us is that we have to take an active role. We have to try to infuse a sense of Hischadshus in all of the Avodas Hashem that we do each and every day. It's not going to happen by itself. We can't wish it to happen because naturally things get stale. But we have to be active. We have to try to think of ways to make our Talmud Torah and our Tefillah and all of our mitzvahs feel new and fresh and special each and every day. How do we do that? So sometimes it means that we have to take time off to recharge. Perhaps we shouldn't cut out of all of our night seder, but maybe we should scale back for a few days, work out a little bit in the gym, let our minds relax, and then hopefully after a short time we'll feel refreshed and we'll be able to get back to the regular start and we'll be able to get back to full strength. In those yeshivas where the Talmidim live in the dormitory for an extended period of time, there's a concept called an off Shabbos. It means the Talmidim take a long weekend. They're off from Thursday afternoon until Sunday night. Everyone recognizes that you have to take a break. If we don't have a concept of an off Shabbos, then we have to create our own breaks in the middle of this month to give ourselves a breather so that we'll feel refreshed and we'll be able to get back to our schedule properly. Another way to create a schadshus in our learning is by shifting gears, by changing the way that we learn. We can do that in different ways. First of all, sometimes chazara is a good break. It's a shift in gears. And chazara doesn't have to mean a detailed chazara of all the Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. Maybe just a quick review. Chazara of a few daf, Gemara, can give us an appreciation of what we've accomplished. And that itself can be a goad for further learning. Starting a new sugya can also give us a sense of excitement. Maybe a new limud, some halacha, some musar, a little chumash. That could get us going again also, because it'll infuse a sense of hischadshus in our Talmud Torah. In those yeshivas where the winter zman runs straight from Sukkot to Pesach, Shabbos Chanukah is viewed as a midpoint in the zman. And there's a long off Shabbos for Shabbos Chanukah. And when the bachim come back, they start a new limud. Very often they start a new parak. Starting a new sugya, a new limud, can give a person a new boost of energy, and it can help prevent burnout. Finding chiddush in tefillah is also important, so that our experience of tefillah shouldn't get stale and boring. Pick one bracha in the Shmona Esrei. Work on that bracha. Have kavanah for that bracha. Choose three different psukim in the Psukah de Zimra that resonate with you. Three different psukim that speak to you in a special way. And have kavanah for those psukim. It'll change the whole davening. Come 2 minutes early to davening. Just 2 minutes. It can be a game changer. You'll start the davening with a different mindset, and hopefully that can spill over to the whole tefillah. Try having kavanah for Birchos Hanenin, a bracha of Shehakol. Doesn't take too long. Concentrate on the bracha, on a hamotzi, on a mezonos. Have kavanah for the bracha of Asher Yotzar. It only takes about 15, 20 seconds, or maybe even less than that. But it can change your whole perspective on brachas and tefillah. It's the small things. If we work on small things, on small changes, that can put us in a different place. But ultimately, as with everything in life, we have to remember that without siyata d'shmaya, nothing can happen. And especially in this area, keeping fresh in our Talmud Torah and our Shmir Samitzvahs. Gemara says in Kiddush on Daf Lamed Aleph that the Yetzirah is so clever that il mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozro ein yochalo. Without siyata d'shmaya, it's impossible. It's simply impossible to beat the Yetzirah. If we want to stay energized in our Torah and Tefillah, we have to daven for Siyata Deshmaya. But the Pasuk promises us that V'kovei Hashem, V'koyei Hashem, Yachlifu Choach, that those who look for Chasdei Hashem, those who are Mekaveh for Rachamei Shamayim, their strength will be renewed. They'll receive extra kochos to remain fresh and excited over time. That's what we have to do. We have to put in effort to create a schachis in all of our avodas Hashem. But at the same time, kaveh al Hashem. We have to be mekaveh for rachamei shamayim. We have to daven for chasdei Hashem. And even if we don't succeed at first, chazak v'yametz libecha v'kaveh el Hashem. We have to try again. We have to daven again. And hopefully through our efforts and through our heartfelt tfilos, we'll be zochet to receive the siyata d'shmaya we need to remain excited and fulfilled in our Talmud Torah, in our Shmiras HaMitzvos, through all of the ups and downs and the challenges of life. And by doing so, hopefully we'll be zochet to grow to even greater heights.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.